Greetings, my brothers and sisters, on this, the 25th day of January. Today, we celebrate the feast of the conversion of St. Paul, the Apostle. You know, St. Paul, the Apostle, was the greatest of early Christian missionaries. He appeared in the Acts of the Apostles under the name Saul. And when traveling the road to Damascus, a bright light came from the sky and struck him, and he fell to the ground. And it was the voice of the Lord saying, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" It was at that very moment that Paul began his conversion to the Lord. With the many letters that Paul provided to the Christian community, which occupies such a great amount of the New Testament, we are blessed to honor his conversion and ask for his intercession, that we too might undergo conversion in our own lives wherever it is needed. So let's begin our prayer today as we do all things in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth shall declare your praise.
Psalm 49, The Sighs of Our Hearts. Here is my wisdom. Listen to my song. I am surrounded by those who put their trust in possessions and money. I am not taken in.
What is precious in life can't be had in the marketplace. What is important about us is not what we acquire, but what we do to add love, goodness, and beauty to the world.
It's the size of our hearts, not the size of our houses. It's our understanding, not our fame. What we own is taken from the earth and from others. It returns to them when we die.
But love, wisdom, and beauty, they strengthen the fabric of creation. They accrue to God, enlarge our very souls. These are our true legacy and our ongoing life.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9, verses 3 through 6. On his journey, as he was nearing Damascus, a light from the sky suddenly flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" He said, "Who are you, sir?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Here we talk about what's happening with Saul, who was named at that time Saul, who later became Paul. It was a moment of conversion, but it was also a moment of turmoil. Why? Because he just thought that he was doing the right thing. He was making sure that these people who seemed to be heretical, these people who seemed to be doing something just so bad in the eyes of the faith, and he was getting rid of them because they were not following the faith. And how many times have we justified that in the course of our own lives? We say that they are not living the faith. They are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. They are not being American enough, or they are not being Jewish enough, or they are not being black or white enough. There's all kinds of things that we throw in there. But we also talk about what it means to make a change. Of course, we can look at it now and we can say, well, this is what Paul was doing. And of course, he had to change and Jesus had to change him.
But we also have to think about what we do in our own lives. Why? Because it's so important to put ourselves in the place of such people. We put ourselves in the place of such people. Why? Because it is in doing that that we begin to realize how fragile this peace, how fragile this understanding can be. It always seems like somebody is doing something wrong, but of course, we're not always the ones doing that. There are other people. But you know, it's really important to understand, and I think oftentimes we forget this, and that is that every saint has a past. But also at the same time, every sinner has a future. And oftentimes we want to take that away. We think that we know a person that they should be judged and that they should be judged harshly, that there's no room or possibility of error or possibility of change. And yet that's what we're called to look at each and every day in our own lives. See, there was a moment of conversion for Paul. And why did Jesus have to get to that point where he was, you know, almost literally knocked off of his horse to change Paul? Why? And why was it that so many people were persecuted? Why couldn't Jesus have done it earlier? But there was a moment for that conversion, just like there is a moment for each and every one of us. We need to look at our own lives and see what we need to change. And then when we look at others, also look at the possibility that their moment may not have come yet. And who are we to stand there and judge? Not that we are saints ourselves, but hopefully we're all on that road. May the Lord continue to bless us as we strive to change our own lives and not necessarily try to knock somebody off of their horse. Amen.
Let us pray together the words that our Savior taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks and praise for this opportunity to be in prayer with you and our brothers and sisters throughout the world. May we receive all of the blessings that you want to bestow on us today. May we find peace in your presence always, hope in serving you and our brothers and sisters, and love in all things that we do. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, thanks so much for joining us in prayer today. I hope that it is an opportunity for you to invite others to join us in the experience of the God Minute. Do take good care of yourself and one another, and we'll see you tomorrow. God bless.